98.1 KZE on the line with me today. One of my favorite guests, Matt Andrulis Meddy from the Sharon, Connecticut Parks and Rec Department, is back to tell us all about the 66th annual Sharon Arts and Crafts Festival happening this very Saturday. Matt, how have you been?
I've been great, making it through the warm summer, which I know you thoroughly enjoy.
I have been transported with joy all day today, just raving about how much I love this like 63 degree rainy weather right now. So I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am.
Yeah, we need it for sure. A nice break.
Yeah. And we're also, we have a an evening event on Saturday. So we're also keeping an eye on the weather Saturday, and it is perfect. So you guys have a flawless 80 degree sunny day on Saturday.
You know, it's funny, we, over the years, and there's been many, we have had a lion's share of, like, really nice days. Very, very rarely has it not been, like, really nice. A couple storms, but over the, it's been a long run, and we've had a lot of really nice days. So, yeah, we're lucky in that sense, for sure.
The universe
Looking
smiles on the
Saturday.
Sharon Arts and Crafts
Great,
Fest, yeah. So tell me about year 66. What's new? What's exciting? What are you most excited for?
Well, you know what? It's, and we've talked about this in the past. The shows, you know, craft fairs have kind of taken on new identities, I think, over the years from what they used to be with the marketing of people doing their arts and crafts and being able to market them in different ways than just that local craft fair, say. But in any case, so it's a good mix of original arts and crafts, but then there's also like a lot of local information. A lot of the town boards will be represented with information. The various churches are certainly there with their baked goods and whatnot. So it's actually a community event in pretty much every sense of the word in terms of what's there in the information in craft and arts that are there, you know?
Yeah. So almost a block party as much as it is an arts festival.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yep. You know, people are looking for help. People are looking for volunteers. And then people are doing their Christmas shopping. So it's kind of a little bit for everybody.
Yeah. For the uninitiated, if anybody hasn't heard us talk about this the last couple of years, it's a huge event. One of the biggest crafts fairs in the area, I believe, and extremely beautiful out on the Sharon Lawn. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about just what it's like experiencing a day at the Sharon Arts and Crafts Fest?
Yeah, the town of Sharon has recently spent a lot of time and thought in reviving their green, or there's a committee, and they've done a great job about restoring the green, I guess. And they, you know, they planted trees. Greens go, they kind of get old and tired sometimes. Anyway, it's in great shape, and there's a lot of shade. It's a very pleasant place to stop and have lunch. They've got benches out. It's a long green, as a lot of these towns do have. And so it's like a perfect width, and it's right on the main street to allow, you know, the lines of booths and then ample space to for people to kind of have a nice relaxed walk. I always refer to it as just a classic New England town green.
Yeah.
Right at the intersections of Route 4 and 41 here in the northwest corner.
Yeah. And I mean, I can't stress enough what a beautiful drive it is to get there. If you've never driven out to Sharon, Connecticut, if you're listening from the Hudson Valley or the Berkshires, like, it's just the most beautiful country roads. And on a gorgeous summer day like this, it's a great destination. It's great, like, to have a mission and a reason to drive out there.
Yeah, you know, we get quite a few people who mark it on their calendars and do come from quite a ways. It's been going on for so long that they just kind of think, you know, it's kind of a midsummer, end of summer kind of event for them. You know, they mark it on their calendars.
Yeah.
So it's great seeing people from year to year who make that trip, you know. I mean, you kind of, they're familiar faces by this time.
And very much a family-friendly event, right? I'm sure you see lots of kids running around.
Yeah, yep. The library at the end of the green, you know, has stuff going on. There's a nice big book sale up there, and because it's also close together right here on the green, so there's a lot of different activities. A couple churches have different activities going on, so yeah, there's quite a bit going on. the great Cape Bakery here locally is providing food service on the green, and there'll be a nice little lunch menu, very simple and affordable for people to take advantage of while they're spending time on the green.
Amazing. And basic question, what time does it start? What time does it wrap up?
The show officially starts at 10 o'clock,
okay,
and we're there till 5. As summer days go, it's usually heavily attended in the morning and not so much in the afternoon, so you know, you can pick your time. The parking might be a little easier in the afternoon, but it by the sounds of the weather forecast, as we were saying, that sounds like it's going to be a great time to visit any time all day. So
yeah.
Typically people, you know, go off in the afternoon and might find a beach somewhere because it's warm, but it sounds like we've got really nice temperatures.
Yeah. Do you have any insider tips on parking in Sharon?
We have, there's a lot of parking around the green, and I just sent my vendors an email today, so please don't park on the green. We really ask the vendors to park elsewhere. We have a spot for them. So there's quite a bit around the green, and there are a couple municipal lots, one right behind Town Hall and then one right around the corner by the firehouse. There's a town lot as well. So generally parking isn't a huge problem for people that are just happening upon the show. You know, usually it's not a far walk once you find a place to park. So.
Yeah, and on a day with, you know, weather as nice as this, it doesn't sound like, you know, such a big deal to walk a little bit.
Right.
So. Awesome. The Sharon Arts and Crafts Fair happening for its 66th year. I mean, I don't think I know any other events. I'm probably wrong, but I, off the top of my head, I can't think of any other events that are in their 66th year right now. So that is so impressive.
It's a great history. And again, a little plug for the Historical Society. They have some pictures of the old, what used to be called the Clothesline Show, which is what this originated as historically way back when, 66 years ago, where it was very much just a local thing for artists to come and hang their paintings on a clothesline and for the community to come down and see it. So the Historical Society is right, again, next to the library at the end of the green, both of which are great visits if you come to Sharon. So there's information about the origins of the show over there as well.
Awesome. Anything else we should know about the Arts and Crafts Fair?
Well, just again, you know, that's most of the folks here are going to be local vendors, you know, and some of them do make their living doing this. So as you guys do such a good job at promoting, you know, local businesses, this is a chance again to help those folks out. So come and see what we have and help your local artisans, you know, make a go of it. So
absolutely. And I think I mention this every year. It's never too early to start thinking about your holiday shopping.
There you go.
Matt,
wax those boards.
It's wonderful to talk to you again, and I hope it's an amazing day. It sounds like it's going to be.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks again for you guys, KZ.